Welcome, great patriotic Americans, to Christmas Day on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is for the men and women serving in the military, especially around this time of year. If you're serving, or if you have ever served, thank you for your service. By the way, don't forget to check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson, and let me know what your take is on today's show. This is, after all, an interactive show, folks. So your comments and questions are highly appreciated. So thank you very much for that. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And now on to today's headlines. The Germans and British stopped fighting in World War I to wish each other a Merry Christmas. Bing Crosby introduces the song White Christmas. And George Washington crosses an icy Delaware River. All right, so now let's do this. The fact that you're listening to me right now instead of being with your family tells me you might not celebrate Christmas. Or maybe you just rather hear me talk than your family. I wouldn't blame you. I can listen to myself talk all day. Regardless of whether you celebrate Christmas, what your religious beliefs are, or even if you have any, the impact of the holiday is quite impressive. For instance, 1914. The Germans and British stopped firing at each other. The Germans actually got out of their trenches early Christmas morning during World War I and walked into no man's land unarmed. The British couldn't believe it. They climbed out of their trenches and shook hands with the Germans. Then they exchanged gifts of cigarettes and plum pudding. Some opposing enemies even played soccer together. This moment of ceasefire was used to remove those who had fallen in battle as well. Christmas proved for this moment in time that beneath the brutal clash of weapons, the soldiers' basic humanity proved stronger. And after that story, if you still don't believe in Santa, you're missing the point entirely. 1941. Bing Crosby introduces White Christmas to the world. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, this is the biggest selling single of all time, in excess of over 100 mil. Although rumor has it that Elton John's Candle in the Wind topped that record. When Irving Berlin wrote that song, he told his secretary, "Grab your pen and take down this song. I just wrote the best song I've ever written. Heck, I just wrote down the best song that anybody's ever written." Turns out he'd be right. 1862. Christmas for Union soldier Elisha Hunt Rhodes. Lieutenant Rhodes, who'd served in the Union Army of the Potomac throughout the Civil War, spent the day singing with other officers and writing memoirs in his now famous diary. In 1990, Ken Burns would quote from that diary on the PBS special The Civil War. On Christmas 1863, he wrote in his diary, "This is my fourth Christmas in the Army. I wonder if it will be my last." It would be. He was discharged after the war, and did, and worked as a cotton and wool trader in Rhode Island. And one of my favorite American stories of all time, 1776. There's one person who was definitely not in the Christmas mood, General George Washington. He decided to cross an icy Delaware River on Christmas Eve with 5,400 troops to attack a group of unsuspecting Hessians celebrating Christmas in Trenton, New Jersey. Things weren't going well for Washington. He had recently lost New York and other strategic areas to the British. This would be an extreme move. It was actually the coldest night in that area in years. The plan was for Washington's men to cross the Delaware by midnight, then walk 10 miles to Trenton by 5 a.m. Not so fast. Rain, sleet, ice, and pure darkness made this journey almost impossible for that many troops, let alone on schedule. Some large munitions seemed to take forever to cross the river. Luckily for Washington, this was the last thing that the Hessians expected from the Americans, and were still too drunk or hung over to fight. Washington had the critical element of surprise, which is the only way he realized he would have a chance against the British Army. It was a small victory, but it sent a message that great Americans such as George Washington have determination, drive, creativity, and will not to be denied. George Washington and the gutsy Delaware crossing everyone like a boss! All right, so that's going to wrap up Christmas Day on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Take a look at the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what your take is on today's episode. For instance, I realized that World War I story that I mentioned in the beginning of the episode wasn't much of an American tale, at least not yet until the Americans got involved with the Allies. But the point is, you may notice, is that I use the terms Santa Claus and the magic of Christmas interchangeably, because to me, they're the same thing. For you, it is whatever you make it. And that's something you just cannot put a bow tie on, if you know what I mean. What's your favorite holiday song? I'm kind of an 80s guy myself, so I always enjoyed the Band-Aid song, Do They Know It's Christmas? Good stuff. Or what about that story on George Washington? Yeah, he was not playing around this day. No wonder he's one of the greatest generals of all time. So yeah, let me know what you think. And be sure to check out some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. Good luck with those. And don't miss tomorrow's program. I'll talk about Moses Austin, Babe Ruth, and the first Kwanzaa. So don't miss that. Until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.